I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Iran stated last week it is open to indirect talks with the U.S., yet both countries have threatened to take military action. The U.S., if a new nuclear deal is not reached within 2 months, and Iran, if the U.S. strikes Iran. Intentions like these, Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
I think in terms of how we think about countries, particularly countries that we would consider enemies of our state, as Christians, we have a responsibility to see things from the filter of a God lens. You know, God loves his people. Our enemy is never people.
Silk adds that on a practical level, Iran is one of the most powerful players in the world today, with far-reaching impact. So praying for gospel change in Iran is logical, not just spiritual. Learn more in the full report at our website. For now, pray with hope for God to transform Iran. Next, over 2 billion people worldwide lack access to safe drinking water. Brian Dennett from Advancing the Ministries of the Gospel says the consequences are severe.
This causes all kinds of waterborne disease, cholera, dysentery, and claims thousands of lives in many countries where AMG is working.
In some areas, people drink, bathe, wash clothes, and even have outhouses near the same water source. To combat this, AMG drills deep wells in central locations, providing clean water for entire communities. They also distribute household water filters, meeting families individually, and sharing the hope of Christ. Pray that as AMG provides clean water, communities will also discover the living water of Christ. Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can help. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.